This podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show Mother's Day Special. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get mom a Buy American, Support America Navy t-shirt. Best part? The shirt will come with a free book. You can get mom a shirt plus either a What Really Happened, a Kennedy Babylon 1, or a Kennedy Babylon 2. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store for this amazing deal.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Would you please go on the record with the American people? Did you sexually assault Tara Reid?
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Do you remember her? Do you remember any types of complaints that she might have made?
He forgets his kids' names half the time.
I don't remember any type of complaint she may have made. It was 27 years ago.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Women have a right to be heard, and the press should rigorously investigate claims they make. I'll always uphold that principle. But in the end, in every case, the truth is what matters. And in this case, the truth is the claims are false.
Case closed. Good work, everyone.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The facts in this case do not exist. They never happened. And there's so many inconsistencies in what has been said in this case.
San Luis Obispo, California. Hello.
I'm wondering what a staffer would do besides go to the press in Washington. My daughter has just left there after working for a prominent senator, and the only thing she could have done was go to the press, and she chose not to do it out of respect for him.
Or she had a story to tell, but out of respect for the person she worked for, she didn't tell it.
That's true.
Unchained and unstoppable.
As we...
Look, this is a very... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Please. No, that's all.
I've got two more questions.
Nor has there...
The first...
Okay, please.
Go ahead. The first is about your universe.
Over 600,000 dead. That fictitious person you describe. All the PPP. The president has no intercourse whatsoever with the rest of the world.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We have a guy up at the Sunday River Brewing Company in Bethel, Maine. And he lives, he's a friend of the show. He's been down here in Boca, and he's from Boston. But he has a place up there, and he's sticking around. He lives only 2 miles away. So we're going to try to get, we're going to try to use him as our on-the-scene reporter in case anything happens. And we told him to shoot some video, if he can, with his cell phone, if they actually do lug Rick Savage. So we'll let you know as the afternoon goes on. And this is what's going on is just really ridiculous here. And you know, as it becomes clearer and clearer that this thing is overblown. I mean, the tin pot dictators like Mills, like Pritzker, like Whitmer, and like Charlie Baker Parker, Tal Duval, are clamping down more and more.
Your papers, please.
Your papers, please. And here's one. Someone was saying, I can't believe how many people who liked Charlie Baker are just disgusted with his overreach. And the guy says it's almost like he's trying to make up for what happened at the Holyoke Soldiers Home. 70 people dead. He appointed a guy who was probably a nice guy, but he's a political hack, second-generation political hack, Democrat. That's the way they operate. The Republicans, they hire Democrat O-line types, and then they rely on them, and they give big money to, in this case, the guy gave big money to pay-to-play Polito and to Charlie Baker, and all these people ended up dead. And Charlie Baker claims they weren't notified, and the guy, the superintendent of the home, the hack, says, I did notify him, and nobody did anything. And his uncle is the former DA of Hampden County. And I'm going to guess that they have proof that they did call. And Charlie Baker knows it's all coming out. There's a federal investigation, two state investigations, and an in-house Broomit investigation that Charlie Baker's administration is paying for. So the truth is going to come out about these 70 dead people at the Holyoke Soldiers Home, at least 70. And Charlie Baker's trying to get behind it by punishing all the rest of the people in the state of Massachusetts. And it's not going to work, Charlie. It's not going to work. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
I did not have economic intercourse with that woman.
Where's my tapioca pudding?
Come on, man, Mika. What kind of question is that?
Actually, he sounded semi-coherent, but he could only hold it together for that one segment with Mika. Once they started asking about other things, that's when he started talking about the fictitious person and the 600,000 dead of coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera. He just he totally fell apart. How do you think it'd do? We haven't played the 600,000 dead. Let's play that one then. Cut 27.
Over 600,000 dead. Many of them are people who are those workers, those nurses, the doctors, some of them, because they have put themselves in a position to save other people's lives, protect the rest of society. And we talk about that number like 600 plus thousand people. There's each and every one of them.
60,000. Yeah,
60,000. Over 60,000 deaths.
660,000. 600,000 dead. Okay, the Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. During the national mitigation, we have been fortunate enough to be able to supply our wicked awesome windows and doors to the ongoing process of infrastructure maintenance and construction, including affordable housing projects. In fact, we are now actively hiring. So, yes, we're optimistic about our country's recovery.
I can't wait till Joe Biden's presidential run turns into a perp walk.
You know, the thing is, he was at those meetings, but you know how at some meetings there's some people who are just staring straight ahead and they don't know what's going on? Don't you get the feeling that when they were plotting how they were going to frame Trump with all this made-up nonsense about Russian collusion that didn't exist, and then they were going to nail Michael Flynn because he was an enemy of the state, of the deep state. Don't you get the feeling Joe was just sitting there going,
Hey, Howie, can I charge Governor Mills for my new blood pressure meds?
This is just so bad. The tourism industry is... She's crushing it underfoot. And she doesn't care. She has not the slightest interest in the fact that 100,000 Mainers are out of business. Just like Tal Duval doesn't care that 900,000 Massachusetts residents have lost their jobs. He just wants the virtue signal by requiring everyone to wear masks and their underwear on the outside.
Janet Mills' cell phone and Joe Biden, both permanently disconnected.
Yeah, the difference being that Janet Mills has probably got a new cell phone by now. Joe Biden has not got a new brain.
I'd like to take a moment to recognize Governor Charlie Parker, Massachusetts' non-essential employee of the month, 6 years in a row.
Has he ordered his son to observe social distancing when he's sitting next to a female on a flight from D.C.? And by the way, where is that report? I've got to make a call to get that to get the police report, the early notes of that report from the Massachusetts State Police. I sought it out. I filed a Freedom of Information Act request about right when the panic began, right when the state employees all went on their vacation. And then I haven't heard back from anybody. When the cell phone don't ring, I'll know it's the corrupt Massachusetts State Police.
Message GH22. The number you have called is no longer in service.
Not another one.
There is a governor named Janet Mills who kowtows to the Democrat shills. With her choice to abstain from reopening Maine, she is feeding the people red pills.
Oh, very good. A limerick. A Janet Mills limerick. With a name like Mills, she should be the subject of multiple limericks.
You remember, Senator Dodd, I see that Biden has put you in charge of picking his lady running mate. I trust you'll vet the candidates thoroughly to make sure they have the proper qualifications. Specifically that they're blonde and they like sandwiches.
Yes. Somewhere Ted Kennedy is smiling at what's going on in the Democrat Party with elder statesmen like Chris Dodd stepping in to select the proper female running mate. Maybe I hope they're going to interview Kamala Harris. And if she, do you have any character references, Senator Harris? Willie Brown, the former mayor and speaker. Oh, really? What's your relationship to Willie Brown, Senator Harris? I worked under him.
Hey, Charlie Parker, I'm going to blow my horn wearing a face mask.
I hadn't thought about that, man. You couldn't, any horn, you know? Clarinet, trumpet, but especially a saxophone, man. Bird, don't you want to reconsider?
Hey, Howie, I was in the bank, and this guy walked in wearing a mask, and the tellers looked real nervous. And he says, relax, I'm only here to rob you.
This is what's known as gallows humor.
Hey, Nancy, I don't need a lecture either.
Boy, that's an excellent observation. She told that reporter yesterday, who was saying, what's the difference between Christine Blasey Ford and Tara Reid, other than the fact that Tara Reid has some corroboration? And Nancy Pelosi, as you probably know, goes, I don't need a lecture. She does need a lecture, though. She really does.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. During this national mitigation, we have been fortunate enough to be able to supply our wicked awesome windows and doors to the ongoing process of infrastructure maintenance and construction, including affordable housing projects. In fact, we are now actively hiring. So, yes, we're optimistic about our country's recovery.
Janet Mills, the cell phone, and Joe Biden, both permanently disconnected.
Joe Biden's brain permanently out of order. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by The Howie Carr Show Mother's Day Special. Get a free copy of one of my books with every order of our Buy American, Support America t-shirts in navy blue. I'm holding it up now for the cameras. Plus, Get free shipping on orders of $49.99 or more. Visit HowieCarShow.com and click on store to order. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you wear a mask in public per Charlie Baker's order?
No, why should I? I mean, if he feels guilty about all those people who are dead at the Holyoke Soldiers Home because of his mismanagement, or all the people that are dead up in New Hampshire because of his mismanagement of the Registry of Motor Vehicles, let him wear a mask. Why do the rest of us have to wear masks?
Only 29% say yeah, they'll wear one.
That's good. Live free or die, as they say in New Hampshire, or they used to say that in New Hampshire. Okay, 844-500-4242. I'm just looking at some more. Okay, let's have cut three from Joe Biden.
To the best of my knowledge, there's been no complaints made against me in terms of my Senate career, in terms of my office, and anything's been run.
Oh, that's a good one. Send me that one, too, Taylor, for the
I've
weekend.
Got them all. You're going to get them all, Howie. All the good ones. They're on their way.
All right, let's see here. He keeps repeating over and over again that there's nothing there at the University of Delaware in his personal papers. You know, as Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, the louder he spoke of his honor, the faster we counted our spoons. And that's what that's the vibe I'm getting with all these denials about the University of Delaware. Cut 16.
And so the National Archives is the only place there would be anything having to do with personnel records. There are no personnel records in the Biden papers at the university.
Don't throw me in that briar patch, said Brer Rabbit. Just go to the National Archives. That's where it's at. Of course, the National Archives says, what the hell is that old fool talking about? All right. Cut 17.
Personnel records aside, are you certain there was nothing about Tara Reid in those records? And if so,
I am absolutely certain.
Why not approve a search of her name in those records?
Approve a search of her name?
Yes, and reveal anything that might be related to Tara Reid in the University of Delaware records.
There is nothing. They wouldn't. They're not there. And if they had, I don't understand what the point you're trying to make.
The point
there
I'm trying
no
to make
is that
there are no
personnel records by definition.
By definition. As my friend Hillary Clinton, who I was just in a virtual town hall meeting, used to say, what difference at this point does it make?
The University of Delaware has no personnel files, but it does have a lot of confidential conversations that I had with the president about a particular issue, that I had with the heads of state of other places, that would not be something that would be revealed while I was in public office or while I was seeking public office. It just stands to reason. The best of my knowledge, no one else has done that either.
Huh? Huh? Okay. Joe Biden used to be for believing women before he was against believing women. Let's play a little bit. Let's go into the break with the supercut. Joe Biden, when he was a proud supporter of the Pound Me Too movement.
Sexual assault is not about sex. It's about power. It's about the abuse of power.
How would you suggest that the Senate handle these allegations?
I think they should do an FBI investigation. We did that for Anita Hill.
It's a job interview. No one's entitled to be in the Supreme Court.
That's just the beginning. It goes on and on. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Before we go to Police Blotter Facts Friday, Taylor, can I have one more Joe Biden cut? Cut number 9.
Look at the facts. Check it out. Find out whether any of what she says is asserted or true.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. Vice President?
We're going to look at the facts. The police Blotter facts.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
If you're looking for some good binge watching, by the way, I think almost all of Highway Patrol episodes are on YouTube, and they are spectacularly good.
Oh, I'm going to get home right away.
A friend of mine got into it. I mentioned it last week, and I've started dipping into them, too. And you just, you know, it's like potato chips. You can't eat just one. You got to watch five or six of them. 10-4! Okay, you know how Police Blotter Facts Friday works. You can send in your funny stories or items from your local daily or weekly newspaper from the police column, the police log, police blotter, whatever they call it. It can be a standalone story, but send it to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can still fax them to us at 857-284-8864, 857-284-8864. And at this time, each Friday evening, we read the funniest ones of the week, and the two best entries of the week get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They will be getting a copy of Plug Uglies.
Plug Uglies. A coffee table book, a scrapbook of Boston organized crime. Because hundreds of mugshots. It's a great book.
This week, Howie was very heavy on the mugshots, so that's why I thought, you know what? A mugshot for a mugshot seems fair. Okay, guys, so I will be reading the runners-up. We have a lot to get through. Let me start with a story of mail stealing. Speedy Gonzalez accused of stealing checks from Metro Atlanta mailboxes.
Speedy Gonzalez?
Speedy Gonzalez.
That can't be his real name.
Yes, it is his legal name, according to multiple sources. I double-checked this because it seems like something that would be on Snopes, and it's actually true. Out of Georgia, the man's name is Speedy Gonzalez. In late January, a man reported that he had some checks stolen from his mailbox. The checks were supposed to be picked up by the USPS and mailed to their intended recipients. The 35-year-old suspect visited the Home Depot and made a purchase of over $3,000 and then returned the items for cash. So later, they caught him in the act of stealing these checks. And now Speedy Gonzalez is stealing no more.
Speedy Gonzalez. Why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Gonzalez.
How come you leave me all alone?
Who made the pinch? Jose Jimenez?
Florida man in cases, oh, by the way, Howie, there are a lot of Florida man stories this week, as always, but particularly a lot of Florida this week. Florida man encases arms in concrete in protest of prison conditions during pandemic.
They have some for-profit, quote-unquote, prisons in Florida. So they periodically, the Bernie bros get together and they have demonstrations because somehow prisons that are run by the state are more humane than prisons that are run for profit. I don't get it. There's actually been a demonstration. We ran into a demonstration down here in Boca Raton where the headquarters of one of the companies, Grace.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Well, it was the same thing. They were just, chaining themselves to barrels or something.
It brings you back, doesn't it, to the old days when people were doing that on 93?
Yeah, it does. It's a great memory. Reminisce.
But Howie, the funny thing is, you know how they always say there's someone for everyone? There's some demonstration for everyone. Like you wouldn't think this would be their cross to bear, to stick their arms in barrels of concrete for the prisoners that they feel are being unjustly treated. But that is what this man, Jordan Mazurek, did, and he was arrested. They asked him repeatedly as his arms were being stuck in the barrels. They said, please don't do this, because he still had
Conley's,
time.
Zip Conley's in one of those prisons, you know? The crooked FBI agent who's doing 40 years for an organized crime hit in Miami-Dade.
Maybe those concrete barrels, that was an ode to Zip. He was saying, Zip, these ones are for you.
Let Zip go, please. Eddie McKenzie is not going anywhere, by the way. I wrote the column about him yesterday. His release was denied. I'll read you some of the decision. Good job, Judge Saylor, for not letting him out.
Florida man thought he was stealing opioids, but instead got laxatives. The old bait and switch. Peter Emery was caught on video taking pills from a lockbox. So at first I read this, I was confused because, I mean, why would he be going to this lockbox unless he knew there was going to be the pills he wanted? But I guess his roommate set up a camera because he suspected that Peter was stealing his pills, and he switched them with Equate Gentle laxatives. Emery's roommate switched the pills after suspecting Emery was stealing his pain medication. Roommate James Ream also set up a camera to record the incident. They caught him. All these people, Howie, they're getting caught.
How ironic, Grace, because one of the side effects of opioids is constipation.
So
the roommate was actually doing him a bit of a favor.
Oh, see? That's when one door closes, another one opens. Man arrested after mistakenly depositing two bags of cocaine at a bank. Do you notice the uptick in drugs this week?
This is what's been predicted. You know, people get depressed. They're no longer working. You know, the Democrats are trying to crush them with this lockdown. And this is the result.
Yeah, this is the result of having drugs, but also like dying to go out. So you go for a ride and you end up accidentally depositing them into a bank. David Pangelo was at a drive-thru bank in Colorado when he attempted to deposit cash through a tube. The teller immediately called authorities about the suspected drugs that were deposited. It included two bags of cocaine. He said that part of it was an accident. He didn't mean to drop the bags in.
I guess it was.
Michigan man shot after proposed sex meetup turned out to be a robbery. Daniel Alexander Wargo and his 24-year-old girlfriend, Summer Louise Desjardins, were arraigned Wednesday on charges including armed robbery after a 22-year-old man was found shot in the torso. So this is what happened. The woman, Summer Louise, had earlier met the victim on Facebook.
Is that her real name or is that her working girl nom de plume?
I don't know if this was her birth name.
How dare you?
He arranged for her to come to his home for sex. She showed up at his house, but then a guy came in behind her who was there to rob the place. They were like the gruesome twosome, you know, they had their shtick. And when the guy wouldn't cooperate, I'm guessing he kind of fought back. He got shot in the torso. Luckily, the guy is okay, and these two got caught. Florida man. Oh, gosh. You guys really need to get it together down there, Howie. I fear for all of you. I can hear McKay laughing. McKay, I'm worried for you guys. There's too much going on.
I can't get into trouble anymore. The curfew kicks in at 9 o'clock every night. I got to be home early.
McKay sends me police blotter stories that don't even get on the national radar because so many of them come out at once. Florida man blames John Wick for guns found in his car. Howie, do you know who John Wick is?
He's some fictional character.
Portrayed by Keanu Reeves. Florida man told police that guns in his car belonged to John Wick. Gitro Geelin was being investigated for domestic...
Gitro Geelin. Is he in relation to Summer Desjardins?
Oh, I don't know. Possibly. I mean, they're all in the same area. Was being investigated for domestic violence Sunday after a woman told police that Geelin had threatened her with a gun. Police later searched Geelin's Porsche. And found a handgun,
nice,
a semi-automatic rifle, and a bulletproof vest. He told the cops that he'd recently sold the car to his cousin, John Wick. After officers called this obvious bluff.
A fictional character was his cousin. And you can't arrest me because I'm a fictional character, too.
Geelin admitted to the fact that he did not have a cousin named John Wick.
Let's have Joe Biden, what he would say about John Wick. What kind of person is he, Joe? 23.
Very little of us getting into that person that you, that fictitious person you describe.
Fictitious. Those fictitious people are always storing guns in Porsches. Welcome mat at suspected drug house said, come back with a warrant. So Florida deputies did.
They had a a welcome mat that said that?
Yeah, this has been happening a lot lately. People put stuff trying to be ironic. Like, they'll get caught in a mugshot that says, you know, you got to pull me over drinking and driving. And then they get pulled over for drinking and driving. It's weird. It's this weird thing that keeps happening. But so these people had come back with a warrant on their welcome mat. And this happened in Palm Coast, Florida, obviously. The Daytona Beach News Journal reports...
I resent that, you saying that.
I'm sorry.
Obviously.
After seeing the doormat, authorities say the Flagler County Sheriff's Office got the warrant. Deputies found fentanyl and drug paraphernalia inside during a search late last week. We still have some follow-up work to do, but for now, the deadly drugs and syringes seized are off the streets.
It's like the Grateful Dead song, if you got a warrant, I guess you're going to come in.
Michigan police catch speeder doing 180 miles per hour during coronavirus lockdown. This story's been happening a lot as well. The roads are very empty, so people are driving really fast. Not me, but I've heard of other people going fast. And this guy, when he got pulled over, he said, my fault. He was very honest. He said, my fault. I was speeding with another vehicle. I'm sorry. So you weren't just speeding, you were racing.
You know, Grace, you
I always
say there's
tell
a lot...
them I got here as fast as I could, officer.
Yeah, and then the cop says, where's the fire? And you say, in your eyes, officer.
Oh, boy. Florida man arrested after asking deputies for booze and ice cream. I really like this story. This
Ted
happened
Kennedy?
In Charlotte County, Florida. A Punta Gorda man called 911 multiple times and asked deputies to deliver him ice cream and liquor. Michael James Gables, 65, called 911 to report an emergency. So the police showed up. He asked them to take a $20 bill that was on the couch and return to his place with some liquor. They explained to him that needing a liquor delivery was not an emergency, and if he called again, he would be charged with misuse of 911. The next day... Gables called 911 again, this time asked the deputies to take his ice cream out of the freezer since he wasn't able to get out of his recliner. Wowzers. He sounds like
this
a real
This really is
gem.
A Ted Kennedy type story. You know, he did used to like, he used to like to get Haagen-Dazs ice cream, Grace.
And he pour peach schnapps over it.
Right. I've told you the story.
Yeah,
peach
it sounds
schnapps.
Disgusting. I'd rather chocolate ice cream. By the way, guys, hate Mail Monday. Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. They have the best bread, and they let me do this amazing segment every week, so make sure you check out Piantedosi bread at your local markets.
We'll be right back with the winners. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him late for dinner. It's Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Runaway child, running wild. Better get back home where you belong. Because a Florida man will catch you otherwise. Okay, Grace, what do you got?
Well, first I wanted to let everybody know that they can get the Howie Carr Show's latest shirt. It's by American Support America. We have it in navy blue. They're absolutely gorgeous. You have to get it. And if you get one today, Howie, you will get a free book. You'll get the t-shirt and a book for only $19.99. And there's all different packages. They're all awesome. Make sure you go to HowieCarshow.com, click on the store, and get your deal today. Now, I don't have a lot of time for the winners here, so I'm going to do them quickly. First one, Nashville rapper charged after her parents say she punched her mother in the face.
Try not to let this destroy your faith in the hip-hop community.
24-year-old LaTanya McDonald was charged with domestic assault after she wrestled...
LaTanya, but what is her rap name?
It actually doesn't say, which makes me think it might be LaTanya. She likes
That's
to keep
very
it authentic.
Mundane for a rap name, isn't it?
She wrestled with and punched her mother in the face because she wasn't allowed in her parents' home. She knocked on the door. Her mother answered. She woke her mother up from her sleep. Her mother answered and said she could not come in the house. That's when she responded, by punching her mom in the face.
Was she a rapper or was she an aspiring rapper?
They didn't say aspiring, so I don't know if maybe she has some hit singles out there that we could give a listen to, but it does not say aspiring. She's a full-fledged rapper. Okay, and my last winner, topless angry woman smashes plates at Denny's until police arrive.
This must have been in one of the free states.
Oh,
where was this?
No, Howie, wrong again. In a move typically reserved for Waffle House, police were called to the scene of a local Denny's restaurant after getting word.
Where?
I will tell you. Just give me 1 minute. This happened. It doesn't say. It just says local. But I know it's not one of the free states because, Howie, they were trying to do takeout and she ran into the back of the kitchen. And so they were not letting people in the restaurant, but this woman ran in from the bus station and started removing her clothes while arguing with fellow travelers. Evidently,
fellow travelers? There were some Bernie bros there?
Evidently.
Did they address each other as comrade?
The striptease proceeded to the local eatery and Denny's employees were shocked, mostly because the restaurant wasn't even open to the general public. Oh, and Howie, it happened in Hawthorne, California. So it definitely wasn't open. It just provided delivery and to-go orders. So we should also take note, this adventure took place at about 11:30 in the morning in California. And so now the woman has been detained. They thought she was under the influence of something, not just pancakes.
Where is it? Where are those California drones when you need one?
This is actual audio.
Stop it! Really?
Stop it!
Wow, that's a
and
grand
she said,
slam.
She said, you're never going to, Governor Newsom's never going to allow you to reopen anyway. You don't need any of this silver, this china.
Breaking all the plates.
We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.